GM strikes a major deal that's shaking up the automotive business. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio. General Motors says today that it's selling its European car business, including Germany's Opel and the UK's Vauxhall. The buyer in the $2.3 billion deal is PSA Group, which makes Peugeot and Citroën. These are not brands we typically see on American roads, but this is a major deal for the global car business. The BBC's Jonty Bloom joins us from London. Hello, Jonty.
Hello, Mark.
So how could this deal reshape the auto industry in Europe?
Well, it creates the second largest car maker in Europe. The largest at the moment is Volkswagen of Germany. They have something like 24% of the European car market. This merger creates a giant with something like 16 or 17% of that market. So it's a game changer for Peugeot, Citroën. It's also probably a game changer for Opel and Vauxhall, as it's called here in the UK, because it makes them part of a much larger group, which will have ambitions to save a lot of money and increase its exports as well.
Now, GM failed to make a profit in Europe in nearly two decades. What makes the new owners think they can have a better result with these brands?
Well, there is the fact that Peugeot Citroën has been turned around over the last 2 years. It had to be bailed out by the French government. And they've been very successful at cutting costs, bringing on new models and so on. And they're now quite profitable. And there is quite a good tie-in. They already do a lot of cooperative work with GM and Opel and Vauxhall. And therefore, there's probably quite a good merger, quite a good synergy. There'll be savings in components ordering. Probably some staff will go. There's lots of spare capacity in the industry. It gives them lots of room for manoeuvre. And they seem very confident that they can turn this into a success.
Okay, the BBC's Jonty Bloom. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in global trading. In the UK, stocks down 0.3%. In Germany, shares are down 0.4%. Asian markets, though, closed mostly up. President Trump is expected to sign a new executive order on travel and refugees today. The previous order blocking travelers from seven majority Muslim countries was put on hold in the courts. Trump's immigration policy is worrying America's tourism industry, with money and jobs on the line. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports on the numbers that are causing alarm.
Stephen Mumford is a professor at Durham University in the UK.
I'd been arranging a visit to the United States for a couple of months.
And then President Trump's travel ban came down.
If you're going to ban all these people, I will stand with the banned people. I'll have to do my business elsewhere where I will feel more welcome.
There's anecdotal evidence Stephen Mumford is not at all alone in his thinking. Patrick Suri is chief data scientist with airfare app Hopper.
On the day that the restrictions were first implemented, airfare search data from countries outside the U.S. was down about 17% from where we expected it to be.
Travel data group Forward Keys also saw a drop in bookings, down 6.5% in February. Hard data on actual visits isn't yet available from the Commerce Department, but the concern prompted this plea from the U.S. Travel Association to the president regarding his revised executive order.
We include a deliberate, overt welcome message.
U.S. Travel Association spokesman Jonathan Grella. Tourism is a $1.6 trillion industry in the U.S. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
There's a decades-long trend of states closing psychiatric hospitals, and community-based mental health alternatives haven't always picked up the slack. That means the mentally ill are increasingly turning to emergency rooms for treatment. Hospital wait times and costs are skyrocketing. Now some providers are making new investments into inpatient mental health care. From KJZZ in Phoenix, Jimmy Jenkins reports.
Hello.
Hi, Jill.
Hey, Jimmy.
Jill Murdoch is coloring at her kitchen table in Mesa, Arizona, while her kids play video games after school.
I've chosen a lot of bright colors that help me feel vibrant and I can relax while I'm coloring.
Murdoch was in a terrible bicycle accident about 2 years ago. She suffered a brain injury that's left her battling bouts of anxiety. Sometimes it gets so bad she has to go to the emergency room to get help. But she often ends up waiting anywhere from 24 to 72 hours in the ER. She says it's a tedious, stressful process, waiting for the hospital to find a treatment center.
You come to the point where you just either sleep, or you eat, or you just watch them watching you.
Arizona has one of the worst shortages of beds and providers in the country. Banner Health, one of the main healthcare providers in the state, estimates 16,000 mental health patients show up at its ERs every year. Dr. Robert Porter is the ER director at Banner Goldfield Hospital in rural Apache Junction, east of Phoenix.
Some of them are suicidal. Some people actually have schizophrenia or psychotic episodes where they just can't take care of themselves or they're doing something that is off the wall.
Mental health patients often fill his 8 emergency beds. So now Banner is building a new behavioral health hospital, expanding its campus here in Scottsdale. The $36 million facility will have 96 private inpatient beds. Each year, roughly 44 million people nationwide experience a mental health disorder. Dr. Renee Shaw with the American College of Emergency Physicians says many of them are uninsured or on Medicaid.
And because Medicaid tends to be a low payer, they have low reimbursement rates, a lot of psychiatrists may not even want to accept them. And so it's hard to get these patients placement.
That's where the new hospital comes in. Dr. Gagandeep Singh is the chief medical officer. He says after treatment, most patients can transition to outpatient services.
These are people that are our family members and our friends who happen to be in a crisis.
He says they just need a place where they can feel safe and get well. In Phoenix, I'm Jimmy Jenkins for Marketplace.
And finally, Logan was number one at the box office over the weekend, starring Hugh Jackman as X-Men character Wolverine. The R-rated movie did better than expected with $85.3 million. Get Out and The Shack round out the top three. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.